Hello, this is Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net. Today we're down in Atlanta at the Alliance Floor Covering Annual Show, and I am with two people who have just won an award, actually won the big award they gave out last night. I'm with Mark Daugherty and his wife, Marianne Daugherty, and they're from Bloomington, Indiana. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty well, thank you very much.
We're doing great.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about, this is the National Retailer of the Year award that you won, is that right?
That's correct, and that's a really, really big honor for us.
And it's not the first time you've won it, is it?
No, we actually won it in 2003, and we were surprised then, but last night I was just totally shocked. We had no clue whatsoever, and there's so many people here that are really good retailers that it really came as a huge surprise to me.
Okay, so give us a little bit of a background now. How many stores do you have?
Right now, we have three stores. We started out, we're in our 15th year. We started out in a little tiny 12 by 12 room, and it was just Mark and I and one installer. And so we naturally have worked hard to grow the business over the years. And 2 years ago, we decided we were going to open up a store that was being closed by a Carpet One store in Martinsville, which is about 20 miles from where we are. And so we opened that store, and then we opened another small store in our own local town, which was, within 8 or 10 miles of our big store, which is our main store. So we actually have the three stores. We did close the small store because we incorporated it into another smaller store that we took over from a local store that was closing. We took over both of their stores and closed their one and incorporated our small store and their small store together and made one large store on the east side of our town, and then we have our big store on the west side of our town, and we also have the store 20 miles away at Martinsville.
Okay. So am I correct to assume then that one of the ways you've been growing is by taking out the weaker competitors? I mean, you said you bought a store that was going out of business?
We didn't actually have to buy it. We just kind of let it go down, and then we scooped up the business and their best employees.
Okay. Well, get a couple other little questions just to ground us here on your operation. When you look at the categories you cover, what is your ratio of soft to hard?
We're about 55% hard surface, and of that, probably the number one thing would be about 27-28% ceramic tile. And hardwood, another 15% probably of that. The rest of that would be soft surface carpet and vinyl and linoleum. We are probably in the neighborhood of 45% commercial, everything from Main Street to institutional. Then we are, the rest of that would be split between retail and new home construction, builders and remodel.
So 65% of your business is on the residential side of the market, you're saying. Is that right?
If you count new home construction and builder remodel, that would be right.
And so we all know, what's going on with the economy. And, it's soft both on the replacement side, it's soft on the builder side. But you guys are continuing to do well, even in this economy, right?
We're pretty fortunate. The builders we are blessed to be hooked up with are strong enough. They're down. But they're still holding their own, and things aren't quite as bad on that end of it as they are in some of the bigger markets, and especially up north in places like Detroit, where it's off by, 45% right now. So.
And, we all know that there are sectors within sectors. So do you serve kind of the upper end of the market, or is it across the board?
Mid to upper end. We really don't try to get involved a lot with apartment replacement we have Indiana University, and we do a lot of work at the university in the commercial areas. But in August is the month that the students come back, and that's the month that all of the apartment owners want all the flooring replaced. We don't do those replacements unless they're using at least a middle grade quality material, because those really low ends, you make no money on them, and of course they want cheap installation and you make no money on that either. So it's we really like to be into the mid to upper end, and the farther up it goes, the better we like it, because we like doing really high quality work.
Well, let me ask you, you know, since you're doing so well, I mean, so well that this organization has recognized you and given you their big award, what can you tell other retailers a few tips that they could put into their operation that would maybe help them be successful?
Part of it's certainly training, network, value your salespeople. Make sure the opportunities that you do get don't go up the street someplace else, because we're going to see people not just 1.5 places that are going to be shopping. I think it's going to get worse than that as time goes on until we get back out of this thing. So dig in and educate yourself and make sure you've got lines of credit that are capable of taking care of what you need to have. Networking and recognize every training opportunity that you can have.
Marianne, you have anything to add to that?
I think I'm a real positive person. So, you know, I think that you have to be positive and put that out forward to your employees in order to have a positive atmosphere. If they believe they can sell, I guarantee you they can do it. And, you know, when someone tries to tell me, like when we took over our Martinsville store, they tried, the ex-employees there tried to tell me that we would never sell ceramic tile in Martinsville. Well, you have to know that was just a laugh for me. It was like the biggest challenge. Then the first week we were there, you know, the first 1,000 square foot order of ceramic tile that we sold, I was just like, see, I knew we could do it. But I think that negative atmosphere is what took that store down. We are just positive. We know that, I mean, we've just driven so hard that we know we can do it.
So you need to be passionate and confident.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things that I think has really helped us a lot, I mean, we were positive before, but I was not into the networking thing as much. And when we got into Carpets Plus Color Tile, I was a little intimidated, and it took a very short time to come out of that. And I'm probably one of their biggest advertisers. I carry a bag that says Carpets Tile, you know, Carpets Plus Color Tile on. I carry that all over town, and if I'm at the mall, I have that bag with me. I wear a Carpets Plus Color Tile.
So you're a walking brand.
And my car, I've got signs on my car. Yes, I am a walking brand. There's no doubt about it. So I advertise wherever I go. I went to an IU ball game last week, and I had my Carpets Plus Color Tile shirt on. You know, it's like, hey, and people, they see it. I see them read it. You know, I've had people come up to me at the mall and said, oh, do you know those people? They just did my house, and oh, they did a beautiful job. And I said, oh, yeah, I do know them. I didn't say that's who I am or anything. I just said, oh, yeah, I do know them, because then I get into too lengthy of a conversation if I say, yes, I'm one of the owners and blah, 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 you know. So, yeah.
All right. Mark, did you have more to add?
The only other thing I'd say is that I think we recognized pretty early on the importance of having a good green program, everything from cork, bamboo, linoleum, Sorona Smart Strand, the Anso nylon. There's a lot of opportunity out there. People, you know, we're lucky from the standpoint that we're in a college town that is pretty much driving that anyways, but across the country now it's becoming much more accepted, just like it is in our community. So you better have your green face on when they come in the store.
Okay, and you were telling me before this interview that you actually have 10 people at this show. So, I mean, you actually are, you know, Bloomington, Indiana, all the way down here to Atlanta. You're putting an investment in getting people down here where they can network and learn, aren't you?
Absolutely, and that is so important. And just like the award we won, okay, Mark and I received the award, but our employees really have a big role in that. And that's what I told all them. Yeah, we got to go up and get it, and it's a thrill. But they work hard, too, and they're all a part of our puzzle. You know, each one of them has their own part. It's very important that they come and learn and network and see what really goes on. So, last year we were here. We've got 10 people here this year and 10 back home. But those that are back home were here last year. So it's kind of like we've intermixed them to where they've all got the exposure. And it's really invigorating for them.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your success story with us, and congratulations on your award. And hope you guys have a good rest of the show. And you've been talking to Mark and Marianne Daugherty, the last night's recipient of the highest award, the Carpets Plus National Retailer of the Year Award. And you're listening to KempHar, FloorDaily.net.